when you talk about your philosophy, is it succinct, or like have you mapped it and put it into a framework, or is it like a potpourri of ideas? Like how do you articulate your philosophy?
I would say that it's a strong base of a foundation of a philosophy, which is, I mean, what we were talking about when we first started. Every single recruit I ever recruit, it's like, there was one thing I want you to learn being at UCLA, and that life is about choice. And the choices you make are going to dictate the life that you lead. And when you get that, that is when your life is going to start coming alive. And I can't tell you how many of my freshmen, over the course of the how many years I've said this, they go, "No, Miss Val, that's not true. My brain just thinks what it wants to think. I can't help being mean girl. You know, it's just my mind just went there." And it takes them till they're, a lot of them, it takes them till about halfway through their sophomore year, junior year, before the light bulb goes on and they realize, no, they can choose what to think. And every thought's going to have an emotion, what's going to have an action to it. And every action is going to have numerous repercussions that you can't even begin to foretell. And so once they get that, the scary part is, as you well know, you no longer get to be a victim.